words of that song in mind. We never stand alone as long as God is there. And I particularly ask those of you that are in the youth group tonight, and what a wonderful group we have, to remember that God is with you, that God will help you, that He wants to help you, and that you do not stand alone. The best commercials on television, as far as production is concerned and presentation is concerned, is, in my opinion, without a doubt, the series of commercials that advertise alcohol. If we could capture the approach that is taken by those who produce those commercials and advertise the gospel that way, we probably could do a better job in teaching the gospel. There is one beer commercial particularly to which I call your attention tonight that includes a statement that will serve as the title of our study. I believe that it's Old Milwaukee beer. And in the commercial, they make the statement, it doesn't get any better than this. I sat and listened to that a few days ago. My first thought was, how wrong they are. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me how right they are. It doesn't get any better than this. It's important, especially young people, that you listen closely for the next 10, 12, or 15 minutes and be able to put all that I'm going to say tonight together, because this belongs as a unit, and to just listen to a part of it may bring about a misunderstanding. To give you an idea of what we have in mind, to think about two scriptures, one in the Old Testament, one in the New. Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. And in the New Testament, in a reference made to Moses, when he had a choice to make, one of the greatest choices that he ever had to make, he chose to suffer afflictions with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. It doesn't get any better than this. I want to paint four pictures in your mind tonight, one of which is painted by that beer commercial, and three others that are related as far as the idea is concerned. You sit and watch that commercial, and here is the presentation. If you will just drink this beer, just consume this alcohol, look at all the related benefits you're going to have. I believe, if I remember right, that it presents that beautiful beach with what in their thinking is beautiful people, many with very little, if anything, on. It includes friends. We're thinking about friends this week. Here's their definition. Friends that are together, maybe not unlike that which happens during the spring holidays for many of our college and university students who rush to Florida with the idea if we can just get out on that beach and we can get together there, we can have all these thrills and we can enjoy these alcoholic beverages and we can have all these things that are so great. What a thrill. It doesn't get any better than this, is what the commercial says. The second picture that I want to paint in your mind might happen at your high school, or it might happen on the campus over at Fried Hardeman. The idea could be applied in other places. Some students get together and figure out a way to get into the teacher's office. They figure out a way to get the key to the next test, that important test that's going to be given. They get that key and memorize it or make copies of it and have it and use that on the test and make A pluses. After the test is over and they've gotten their grade and they get together, what a great thing this is. We've made an A in the course. Look what we'll have on our report card. What a thrill. Boy, it doesn't get any better than this. The third picture. For the adults, it might happen at Las Vegas. By a person who, like one of the members where I used to preach, said to me after a trip, I just tried gambling once. But the person tries it that one time and hits the jackpot. And there's extra money that comes in on that occasion. Or for you young folks, it might be at the county fair or the carnival, where you pay money to buy chances to pitch something or to shoot at something or to throw a dart at something. And you hit that time and you get that big cuddly bear or rabbit that you can give to your girlfriend. Or it's at Opryland and you do that and you're walking down and walking carrying that thing so that everybody can see, boy, look what I won. And if somebody asks, you know, I just had to put in a quarter to get a chance to get this. Look what I got for a quarter. What a thrill. It doesn't get any better than this. And then the fourth one. And my prayer to God is that I could present this in a way that it needs to be presented. 17-year-old boy walks his 15-year-old girlfriend home. They come to the front door and embrace and kiss. She looks up and says, you know, Dad and Mother won't be home for 30 minutes. She invites him in. Invites him to her bedroom and to her bed. And gives away her honor as he gives away his, as indicated in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9. 30 minutes later, the two of them are sitting at the kitchen table laughing and talking as Mother finally gets home. They know what has happened and are perhaps looking at each other and saying, look what we've pulled over our parents. Look what we've been able to do. Look at the pleasure of passion that we've been able to enjoy. It doesn't get any better than this. And you know, we're right, it doesn't. It's downhill all the way in each of these areas. It doesn't get any better. Go back and think about each of these for a moment. Alcoholic beverage, oh, be involved in this party out on the beach or somewhere with all that looks so good. It doesn't get any better than this. You're exactly right, it doesn't. The next time may be that drink that will start you in the direction of being a drunkard. Or it may be that drink or two that will take away some of your thought when you get behind the automobile, the wheel in the automobile, and start up the road and run over somebody or run into the tree and kill yourself or somebody else. Or it may be a little bit later on when it affects not only you but your friends and your family. You know, I don't have to tell you, anybody that's got one eye can see what's happening in our country. And what the old Milwaukee Beer is saying is just as true as it can be. It doesn't get any better than that. It's downhill all the way from there. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and he that is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 20, verse 1. And for those who are so naive as to claim that the Bible condemns drunkenness but not drinking, look at some passages like 1 Peter 4:3. In the same verse condemns drunkenness and reveling, and then in the King James banqueting and other versions, a drinking or a drinking party. The Bible is not as silent as some would have you think. And young people, I believe you're smart enough to close that book and look at what's happening around us and to know that I'm speaking the truth tonight. Lynn Bias, that great Maryland basketball player a few years ago who was drafted number one by the Boston Celtics, and who, with what we know now, probably had not tried cocaine before, probably thought that night, it doesn't get any better than this. $1 million-plus contract signed, number one in the country to play with the Boston Celtics. It doesn't get any better. What a ride, what a high on this cocaine. It didn't get any better. Within the week, they buried him. You know what I'm talking about. Steal the key from the teacher's files. It won't get any better. Because it will lead to doing something else, and the next time it'll be a little bit easier, and anybody who would cheat in that sense will cheat in some other sense. And anybody who would steal the key from the teacher's file in order to make a better grade on test will steal something from somebody's home in order to have something that he wants. Doesn't get any better when you violate the principles of God's word that says, or that say, in Ephesians 4, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him work laboring with his hands. And I believe if I had an opportunity to bring in some people like Pete Rose, for example, and tell you tonight what can happen that you would realize that when you win by chance and by gambling, that big stuffed bear or that one-armed bandit pays off that one time in Las Vegas, that you would agree it doesn't get any better than this. It's downhill all the way. To the extent that now in America we have Gamblers Anonymous along with Alcoholics Anonymous and other support groups to try to deal with some of these things, where they've told us this is the thrill, this is the top of it, and they're right in that. It doesn't get any better than this. Young ladies and young gentlemen, let me talk to you from the bottom of my heart and refer you back to that incident of the two young people that came home. And what I quoted to you is almost word for word that came out of a magazine article that was sent to me by a young mother in the last 2 or 3 weeks. In preparation for the class that I'll be teaching in Christian Training Series, I wrote about 30 people that I'd known in different congregations who I believe are model parents and asked them to tell me what had helped them in rearing their children. Along with that, one of the young mothers sent me the article that included basically what I said to you, emphasizing that our problem with sexual immorality, especially with young people, is not so much at the drive-in theater or the car parked out on the back street as it is in the houses of the very families. And let me tell you something. When you violate the purity of your body and you give away your honor, and that's exactly what's said in Proverbs 6, they're talking about an older man giving it to a strange woman. When you give away that which is one of the greatest possessions that you have, which can contribute to one of the greatest relationships on this earth, in the family, in that husband and wife relationship, let me tell you something, it doesn't get any better. Oh, there may be the passion and the pleasure for the moment as indicated in Hebrews 11. And yes, I know the peer pressure that's there of how many people say, oh, forget what the old fogies are telling you and get out there and live it up and have your own pleasure and do your own thing. Have the thrill. It doesn't get any better. You're exactly right. It doesn't. Perhaps an unwanted pregnancy with children having children. Perhaps a decision to take the life of an unborn child, which is murder. And if nothing else, at least living the rest of your life knowing that you did not keep the greatest gift that you can bring to the marriage altar to give to your husband or wife. And knowing that there is at least somebody else, and you have no idea how many people know that you have no respect for your body. Not to mention the problem with disease that's one of the biggest problems that we're facing in this country. Right. It doesn't get any better. It's downhill all the way. And doesn't the Bible say that? Evil men and seducers wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, 2 Timothy 3:13. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7 and 8. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. 1 Timothy 5 and verse 6. Being past feeling, they've given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work uncleanness with greediness. Ephesians 4 and verse 19. God's word tells us they're right in that commercial. It doesn't get any better. It's downhill all the way. And I say to you tonight, not just to you young folks, but to adults too, we have the same temptations. If we think that our thrills are going to come from the consumption of alcohol and other drugs, if we think that we can build our thrills on gambling and cheating and stealing and being involved with other people in a physical sexual relationship when we do not have the God-given right to be involved in that, if we think that's where our thrills are going to come, boy, are we in for some surprises. Because it doesn't get any better than this. Now switch your thinking for just a moment. And let me tell you what does get better. You don't have to drink beer and be unclad and violate God's will to have fun and to have a party, to have friends. You young people this week with your theme are going to be building friends, and you're going to be involved in wholesome entertainment as well as worship to God. And not just this week, but if you have your head on straight, you're going to be involved in parties and get-togethers where you can laugh and you can enjoy yourself and go home and get up the next morning without a hangover. And that gets better. It just keeps on getting better. More friends, more opportunities. And above everything else, some self-respect and self-esteem. And you go into the classroom having studied in the most reasonable way that you can, and you sit down and do the best that you can on that test, and even if it's a C instead of an A. And parents, listen to this also. You can appreciate that you have done the best that you could do and you have earned your mark. You haven't cheated. You haven't been dishonest. And it'll just keep on getting better. And even if you don't raise that C to a B and that B to an A, when you've done the best you can do and used your talents that God has given you and you've worked and studied and you've produced, you'll get better as life goes on and you'll have opportunities to be a citizen that will mean something to the community and a Christian that will mean something to God. And when you provide things honest and honorable in the sight of all men instead of gambling and involved in questionable activities, you begin as a young person with little jobs that don't make much, but you begin to make it and to have it and to use it to the glory of God and for your needs, and you grow day by day. It just keeps on getting better when you build your life on honesty. And young lady, young gentleman, I know what I'm talking about. By experience and by observation, when you respect your body made in the image of God and work to keep it pure and bring it to your marriage bed, to where you can enjoy one of the greatest pleasures that there is in the setting where God has placed His approval, it gets better. That relationship just grows and grows and grows. In other words, when you do things God's way, it does get better. When you do things the world's way, it doesn't get any better. It's downhill all the way. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, we live with Christ. I believe Christianity is a life. He wants us to live, to be active, but to be active in the right way. John 20:30-31, he said, the things that were written that we might believe on Christ and through his name have life. Jesus Christ gives us life. He's the best friend anybody ever had. And I want to sum up what I'm saying in one verse in John 10:10. He says, Christ gives us life, listen to it, and he gives it to us more abundantly. It just gets better and better and better. If you try to live for the world, it doesn't get any better. Pleasure for a moment? Oh yes. Bible says that. That moment's thrill? Perhaps so. But downhill all the way from there. But when you live for God and you count on friends that are true friends and you base your decisions with God, where as we said a moment ago, we don't stand alone, that He's with us. I say to you young folks, it just gets better and better and better. You don't know what a thrill is yet until you've lived a little longer in the Lord's service and serving your fellow men and serving your God. That's where it gets better. And I'll tell you something else. If those commercials on television can be so bold as to try to persuade our young people to go in that direction, dare I be any less bold in trying to persuade you to go in the direction of Jesus Christ? Let me tell you something. I'm not apologizing to anyone for encouraging people to become Christians, to live the Christian life. It's the best life there is. It gets better and better. You may not find a commercial like that in this word, but you find the truth and the power that's in this to reach out and say, here's where it is. I say to you tonight, here's where it is, and here's where it will get better. All the power that's in the pages of that word, I encourage you, if you're not right with the Lord tonight and living on that high plane, getting better and better, you need to come to Christ right now as together we stand and sing.